Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministries. I'm so glad to be here today, and I do give God praise, glory, and honor for, praise God, allowing me, praise God, to be able to come to you once again to share with you, praise God, the good news, the good news, the good news of the gospel. And I'm excited, praise the Lord, about that. But today we're not going to go, praise God, into all of this and all of that. I want to get, praise God, into the word right now. And I just want to say, Father God, I thank you for your good. I thank you for your great. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your provision. I thank you, praise God, for your protection. I thank you, praise God, for your love. I thank you, praise God, for all that you have done for me and mine. And I do give you praise, God, for traveling grace and mercy. And, Father God, I thank you right now, Father, as I come to you today. I come, Father God, not on my own merit, but I come, praise God, because of you. And, God, I thank you, and I love you. And I'm asking right now, Father, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice who do not know you and the pardon of their sin, Father God, give them that grace period to recognize, Father, that they need Jesus in their life. Because, praise God, what is getting ready to happen and come up on the face of the earth, we shouldn't leave home, be caught without it. You need the Lord in your life. I'm talking, praise God, from the back to the front. I'm talking about the little, the big, the tall, the short, the black, the white, the fat, praise God, the skinny. I'm talking about all mankind needs you in their life. And, God, I pray right now, Father, that these words do not fall upon deaf ears, that someone will take it and heed to it and save their soul from a burning hell. Amen. And tonight, I just want to let you know, praise God, I see, praise God, there are many sometimes that we're not, people right now don't want to hear the word. They don't like the truth. They despise the truth. They hate the truth. They don't want to hear about it. They neglect it. They shun it. But it's okay, because one thing I do know, you'll pay attention to everything but that which will cause you, praise God, to live after death. Because one day you will leave this face of this earth. And I'm talking, praise God, from my family to my friends, to Facebook friends, to all that will listen. One day you will stand before the judgment of Christ. You will give an account of the things done in your body. Whether they were good or bad, you will give an account. Every man will stand at the white throne judgment. Amen. But tonight, praise God, I pray that you would take heed, praise God, and begin to know the things that are coming up on the face of the earth. This is not no scare tack. This is real. This is real. This is real word. Amen. Face of the earth. But the Bible declared that men's heart will fail them for the thing that will happen in the days, praise God, at the end. We are in the last days, and people are taking everything for granted. They're taking it for fun. They don't want to hear it. They laugh about it. They talk about it. It becomes a joke. But I want to let you know, my friend, Jesus is speaking, and he's giving me, praise God, to tell you that when hell visits the earth, did you not know that hell is going to visit this earth? Many times, praise God, we use the terminology. We have used this phrase, go to hell. We use it. We have used it, and some still use it. But this is a phrase, praise God, that hell on earth. Some people say, oh, but this ain't hell, honey, because I said, honey, hell is coming to the earth. What you do not know, my friend, there is coming a time in this dispensation that it's going to be nothing but demons and demonic activities. I'm literally talking about demons that you will be able to see and recognize that they are demonic. Listen to me carefully, that these demons are real and that they are demonic. They're coming up. The doors are now being opened. And Revelation talks about the open door. There are going to be demon activities upon this earth. People, 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 take heed. Seek Jesus now. Get him. Because the only way that you will be able to surpass these activities you would have to know who Jesus is and be connected to him. Hallelujah. They said, praise God, hell on earth. We tend, praise God, to extravagant our circumstance. We try to overlook it. We try not to be connected with it. But sometimes, and we feel that we really had it bad. That's what we think sometimes. We are famous for our own pity parties. We have ever never seen a time like the one that is coming up on this old world someday, my people. It's going to happen. It's going to happen whether you want to hear me or not, whether you think I'm talking foolishness or crazy, whatever you want to say, but it is coming. And the tribulation period, a time that is so bad, even heaven becomes silent, hallelujah, over the coming horror. It's going to be horror. You see anybody don't have the horror movie, the horror house? No, this is real horror that's going to be affecting and touching you, and it's going to be attacking you, hallelujah. He said it in verse 8 in Revelation. He said in verse 8 and 1, and he pronounces a threefold woes upon the earth from the dwellers, 8:13. Many people bought this book because it is scary to them. Well, it was given to the lost men as a warning of what was coming so they might prepare themselves. Oh, you're scared of it, huh? You don't want to hear about it. Yes. But he said, but many people bought this book because it was very scary to them. And I've heard people say, I don't read Revelation. That's a scary book. No, baby, my friend, that's a blessed book. The Bible said, blessed to him that readeth and hear the prophecy of this book. Yes, Jesus. He says it's going to be an awful time, a spirit of time that is coming up on the earth. These things are not to be avoided. They are to be heeded. These things are given to change us. But today, we will literally see a period of time when there will be hell on earth. If you've ever heard of that, heard of that. You see, sin brings about demonic activity. There are going to be demons let up out of hell coming to attack those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about literally hell. All these things you see, praise God, these demonic cartoons, these demonic characters, they're making, baby, they just not making them. They do exist. My God. They exist. This book is not to be scared, but it's to be heeded. You heed this book. He said, we will literally see a period of time when there will be hell on earth. And if you've ever heard sin, hell, and the end of man are still unmoved. Then listen to this. Listen, praise God, to these verses right now, as we all do throughout. When hell visits earth, my goodness. You see, you don't understand what is underneath us. Do you feel, praise God, and think that people talk about the underworld? There is not an underworld. Of course it is. There's an underworld. The angels. Let's see if we can determine this identity. There's a famous figure, praise God, a star, athlete, a movie, praise God, a musical, etc. And that name of that star, praise God, is Lucifer. He is a shining star, Lucifer. If you can figure right now, they even have a movie out now on TV called Lucifer. He's making his debut. You think it's just something to do because they're doing it. No, baby, this is time. This is part of the end. The part of the end time. Lucifer has a TV show now. Play with it. As you can see, he's a star. The star says in Isaiah 14:12, known in heaven, earth and hell, a fallen figure, past tense, in Luke 10:18. Fallen from heaven, Isaiah 14:12, Ezekiel 28:14, anointed cherubim. He we are talking about, ten. Satan, my friend. Satan hates both you and God and me. Don't let him use you. A figure of speech, the bottomless pit, the chef of the abyss. What are you talking about, abyss? You see, now, praise God, they're finding all these dark holes all in the earth, all over the place now. Holes appearing, black holes. Baby, those are the doors. Hey, God, he can't talk about. Those doors are opening up, praise God, so they can descend and sin, praise God, out of the pit. Yes. The scientists now finding dark holes in this earth. This earth, they can't explain it. The abyss. Jesus holds the key to hell in Revelation 1:18, but Satan's power is limited, you know. The key is delivered to Satan that he might unlock the door that separates. He's given the key that he can unlock the door that separates. That separates, hallelujah. You see, you don't understand what you're up against. The key is delivered to Satan that he might unlock the door that separates this world from the next. The hidden supernatural world will come into view, people. Believe me, it's coming into view. Things are going on you know nothing about because you don't have no spiritual insight, no spiritual sense, no spiritual leading you. So now what you don't know, the devil is already staging war. Literally war demons. Real demons. You want to say demons don't exist, just keep standing around waiting. They're gonna beat your butt because they're coming to get you. Demons, real demons. Yes. You see them how they can. How can you draw something so an imagination and say it's not real? No, it's because it's real. It is real. The hidden supernatural world is coming to in view. What a tragedy, my friend. The abyss is a deep place and a bottomless pit. Deep, black, and dark, and bottomless. It's a dark place. Smoke, a descendant of hell. Luke 16:19-31. People joke about hell. But those who reject Jesus will go there. Mm-hmm. They joke about it. Mount St. Helens. People have seen enough to flee. A demonic place, praise God, Matthew talk about it in 25:41. Demons dread the abyss. They dread the abyss. In Luke 8:31, the beast comes from the abyss. In Revelation 11:7, Satan will be changed in the abyss. But he's not there now, people. No. He's not there. He's setting his stage for his big, praise God, show to go off in life. Yes, he's setting it up. Underneath us is the abyss. Satan will be changed in the abyss. The fallen angels are bound there. God have angels in chains in the abyss that did not obey him. He said there are angels that are waiting to be judged because of their disobedience to God. And those of you who do not know him in the pardon of your sin, you will meet them there. The abyss is the homes of the demons. So vile and so vicious that how come they changed though? If they wasn't so bad, why do he have them changed up now? Why ain't they walking free? They're so bad he had to chain them up. Put chains and locks on them because they're just that evil and just that bad. But they're changed now, but they will be released one day. The world is getting ready for this invasion. Increased interest. Hallelujah. In the supernatural, especially angels, they will appear the world from the darkest part of the demonic attack. You see, you got to understand, devil have angels. He have demonic angels. Yes, he does. The Bible says he comes as an angel of light, an angel of light, people. You are headed, praise God, for the unknown, and you say you don't believe God. Because the Bible said there are going to be things that come up on the face of this earth that men's heart will stay with heart. They will have a heart attack right there and drop dead for the things that they will see coming up on the face of the earth. You have no idea what God's trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you and save you and warn you before these things take place. You got a chance to say, Lord, here am I. Save me, Lord. I don't want to be in that activity. In this demonic activity is increasing. The attackers, the locusts, and the very terrible pain that they would lease upon men, they would inspire. The devastation of the cropland have power as to do as scorpions does. My goodness, a locust have the power like a scorpion? They're literally a figurative They have a figure and a reason. They do not hurt plants, my friend. The locusts I'm talking about will not be hurting plants, says Revelation. It will not hurt the plants. It's going to come after and kill the humans. It's going to come after people that did not believe God. They do not hurt plants. They target people, lost people. Lost people. They have a king. Proverbs 30:27. What we see here is a demonic invasion. Yes. In verses 5 and 6, a description of their purpose. And their purpose is to torment men, human beings, for 5 whole months. This locust I'm talking about that has the sting of a scorpion. Oh, this sounds like a horror movie, doesn't it? Well, Revelation don't lie. The Bible said, let every man be a liar, but let my word be the truth. Tormented men for 5 months. Death will go. The death will be a goal, but no one will do it. For 5 months. No funerals, my friend. No obituaries. Funerals and no obituaries for 5 months. There's going to be nothing but chaos and death. Chaos, death, praise God. And men has no way about, no fortune, no way of get through. You won't outsmart this one. Hallelujah. God is trying to show you and tell you, you have a chance, praise God, to listen, obey, and become one of his and escape all of this. Even suicides will be impossible. My God, you're going to want to kill yourself and can't do it. You're going, death going to flee you. Death will not have anything to do with you. You can't hide. You run to the rocks, but the rocks will cry out, you can't hide behind me. You run to the sea, but the sea will be boiling. They won't have nothing to do with you. Jesus, even suicides will be impossible. The horror is coming. The description of that personality is horses as an invading army. The crown's authority, no one will be able to do any to do away with them. Congress, medicine, or whatever. Hallelujah. The faces, intelligent, the hair attracting men may be drawn to them. Teeth, ineffective, like lion's bites. And its most infective bites known. Breastplate, these things will be big and huge and demonic and destructive. Jesus. Don't you think, praise God, that the devil is on his own? He have all of his army, and his army is just like him, demonic, destructive, and out to kill. He come to kill, to devour, and to destroy all that he can. He has no respect of a person. Because you have a chance to turn to God, but you refuse. So you must suffer the consequences. The best praise. A breastplate. The forces and the intents will delight in inflicting pain on you. For 5 months, they will feast on your blood. Oh, my God. No wonder they say they're scared of this book. Oh, my goodness. Except for 5 months, says Revelation, they will feast on your blood. Chariots oppressive, unstoppable. Armies of men will be proven useless. Oh, the tails and the terminative, they will sting men for 5 whole months. Locusts have the sting of a scorpion. Jesus. Sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it? Oh, Jesus. They are destructive. They are organized. And the name of their king is destruction. They have a job, and they will perform it very well, my friend. What will it be like to awaken one morning and find one of these fearful creatures staring at you and waiting for you? Oh, you won't be able to escape it. Jesus is crying out to his people, come, 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 come to me just as you are, and I'll in no wise cast you out. I will protect you. I'll be there for you. I will shield you. I will protect you. But no, 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 because you think it's all about you. You think it's your time. Time is short. Time is winding up. Time is not your side. When hell visits the earth, there's going to be chaos everywhere. Everywhere there's going to be chaos. There will be no place to run. The stage has already been set. The preachers are getting ready. They're staring at you. Mm-hmm. You seen the Baphomet? You see how he looked? Oh, these are the kind of demons you will face in the last days. Oh, they ready for you. They're not hiding. The little demons, praise God. There will be demons leashed upon women, spirits dealing with women, mating with women and men, spirits mating with women and women, spirits mating with men, spirits. Chaos. When hell visits the earth. Thank you in hell now. I differ with you, my friend. I differ with you, my friend. Hey, Jesus. And one day soon, hell will be loose, will be let loose upon this world. Hell will visit the earth. Hell is coming to America. Hell is coming to this world. The doors of hell is already being unlocked. Yes. Hey, God, he did a bullshot. We sing a song, loose every, break every chain. These chains that are being broken are demonic chains being loosed from the pit, black holes. No one know how it appears. They're just showing up all over. Big, deep, bottomless pits, holes, showing up. Rows are caving in. Black myth. Yes. You understand one thing, my friend. This is the devil's universe. This is his right here, the world. This world is his. God kicked him out and told him to rule here. And the word says one day soon hell will be loosed upon this world. Will you be here? You don't have to be. You don't have to be. Will folks know that? Will you be in there? Are you here? They don't have to be either. Jesus died to save all men. And to make a way out of them to avoid the terrible things that are coming upon this earth. It may seem cruel, my friend. It may seem harsh. But I need to ask you a question. All the partying you're doing, the drinking, the whoremongering, the lying, the joking, you make joke at his word. You make a joke out of it. It's funny to you. You don't have time to study it. You don't have time to get in his face. You don't have time to be bothered with him because he's somebody that hinders you because he gets in your way. But I want to let you know, friend. Let me let you know something. He will get the last laugh. Ah, Jesus. If I were you, I would seek him while he yet can be found because there's going to come a time that you're going to look for him, but he will not be around. And he will not save you from all of this destruction. The destruction is coming upon the face of the earth. Oh, God, we have no idea what is about to happen. All you know, praise God, it's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining. You seem to have it all good. You're in a nice place. You live in a nice place. You drive a fine car. You're good. You eat good. You look good. You got a good job. You got a little money in your pocket. But I want to let you know something, friend. That's not going to save you from these demonic spirits that's going to be loose upon the face of the earth. You're going to know them because you will be able to see them. They're going to fight you. No gun will bring them down, and no bullet or no bomb will blow them up because they have been loosed from the abyss, hallelujah, from beneath, praise God. They are coming from the underworld. I heard, praise God, the Bible said hell has enlarged itself. That means whatever's going on up here is going on down there. We are building up here, and they are building down there. They are increasing up here, and they are increasing down there. Because I want to let you know, it is real. It's time for you to realize that Jesus is in control. It is he's warning you. He's sending you the warning. Laugh at it. Pick at it. Make fun at it. But it's okay, because I know one thing. He will get the last laugh. He'll get the last laugh because he's warning. He said, I'm sending you a warning. But if you don't heed the warning, then hell shall be your destiny. Yes, God. Oh, God, Ikaba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for the word because I know that hell will be loosed upon this earth. Without God, you were not able to stand. My friend, my family, my loved ones, take heed. Take heed. It doesn't matter. Girl, boy, young lady, young man, old woman, it doesn't matter. If you do not know who Jesus is, you will face the wrath of God. But it will start upon this earth. Will you be here? Will you be here? Will you be able to escape it by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? I pray, praise God, that the word, praise God, will find you and that you will know that without God, you have nothing. He says, sinner man, what you going to do? What you going to do when he come for you? He says, sinner man, where you going to hide? Where you going to hide? Where will you hide? You may be hiding some other things now, but there will be no hiding place. A time that's so bad that even heaven becomes silent over the coming horror. Heaven won't even say nothing. You're going to be silent. The woes that he has pronounced to the dwellers. Many people avoid this book because they say it's scary. Read the book of Revelation and know what is coming. He said, praise God, in the book of Revelation, there's going to be a meteorite that comes from the sky. It's going to fall, praise God. It's called the wormwood. Uh-huh. And when it hit earth, every part of water on this earth is going to be poisoned. What you going to do? What you going to do? There will be no decent drinking water. You didn't know that, huh? But it is in the book of Revelation. Called wormwood. When it hit the earth, every part of the water will be poisoned. Anywhere, you will not be able to drink it. It's already been set. The stage has been set. They're just waiting for the signal to loose demonic forces upon this earth. What you gonna do? Where you going to hide? Who you going to run to? Oh, sinner man, what you going to do? What you going to do when he come for you? Where will you hide? Who will you turn to? Too late, too late shall be the cry when hell visits the earth. I pray, praise God, you will read the book of Revelation. It's a book of knowledge. It's a book of a wise, being a wise word. But hear ye, hear ye. The Lord is sending a warning to those that will listen and heed. One thing he said, let every man, boy, girl, or child, work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Hell coming to the earth. Hell will show up in a time you think not. What will you do? Where will you go? You will hear this voice again. Hell is coming to this earth. The abyss is already been opening. The door gates are being unleashed. The black holes are showing up from underneath. Dark pits. Listen, people. Nah. It's already been loosed. But if you don't know who Jesus is, and you are here, you will not be able to stand. I pray, praise God, that you heed the word. Let it know this is not a school chat. This is from Revelation 9, 1 and 12. Read it. Study the book. Ask God to give you understanding. Ask him to come into your life and make him your people, your God, and he become your people. That's your only way out. Mama won't help you. Daddy can't help you. Girlfriend can't help you. Boy can't help you. Mama can't help you. Cousin can't help you. Preacher can't help you. Pope can't help you. The only help and the only way out of this one is through the Lord Jesus Christ. You be blessed. I pray that you seek the Lord while he can be found. Have a blessed day.